Recognizing that our identities are complex, in flux, and especially evolving and changing in college, how do you think about and describe your identities?
I think coming here, I wasn't more able to identify myself with my blackness just because, living in Miami, I tend to identify her. There's this clear divide between like Afro-Latinos and African-Americans. Afro-Latinos tend to really identify themselves with their, Latina dad. And it's in, just because you're in Miami where the majority of people are Latino, and a majority are actually white Latinos. Like, it's easy for you, you to identify yourself with that part of yourself. But in general, I guess it was really a struggle in Miami just to assert my blackness and for people to see me as fully black, which has only happened here at Davidson, where people are more comfortable with complexity and understand that people have different experiences and different identities, and that the way I have experienced the world is not the same as other people.
I remember having a lot of different fears and thoughts about what college was going to be like. Do you recall what you might have thought about in terms of queer black life before you arrived at Davidson?
Yeah, for me it was more coming here. It was about being out, and there was definitely a lot of hope in that. But at the same time, it was something completely new to me. I have my uncle from my dad's side of the family. He's also black and queer, but is something we don't talk about in our family at all. So it's something I wasn't exposed to. I didn't have anyone to think about when, you asked me, queer black man. I didn't have any point of reference of what that was going to look like. I really struggled in that sense.
As you know, I am working on a project for an independent study called Queer, Black, Intersectional Davidson. I'm particularly interested in recuperating documents from the recent past that talk about the intersections between queer and black at the college. How would you describe queer black life at Davidson today, and what has your experience been?
I feel like queer black life is just queer life here at Davidson. I feel like in general, I feel like it's queer black boys is the one who have really stood out for the community and the ones who constantly try to create spaces in which all queer people are welcome. And if I had to guess, because queer white people tend to take refuge in their whiteness and find the other spots in campus in which they can fit. While in general, Black people have been more used to, adversity and being the odd one out, that if you just add another identity on top of that, we just kind of deal with it. So I would say yes. I felt comfortable just because I had a space and I had people here at Davidson who are definitely leading the way and trying to create a space that is open to, all queer people.
What do you think you will remember about Davidson's queer/black/queer black life after you graduate?
I'm going to remember Vans. It's just that passion, the amount of passion, the amount of love he has for the community. And I think at the end of the day, what I'm going to take away from Davidson is going to be those relationships. Connections with people who have similar experiences.
Terms do you use to describe your gender/sexuality/race, and what does queer mean to you?
I don't know. I think I tend to think about them separately depending on who I'm talking to. I feel around my black friends, it's easy for me to just identify as gay. That's just what I do. That's just what I say. Just because everything else is a given. But in general, when I tend to present myself to other people, I have to think more of intersectionality and the ways that I'm different and how my experiences are different from theirs.
What does queer mean to you?
I mean, initially, when I was thinking about queerness and being introduced to the word itself, queer, it was anything that wasn't straight. But after that, thinking of it more as an identity, I think just being queer is just being subversive, is just being, I mean, I don't want to say rebellious, I think it's just being outside of the norm when it comes to sexuality, which, yes, like, in and of itself means, like, not being straight, but it means so many other things, and being open not only when it comes to the gender that you love, but also being open to, which is many other things, when it comes to your sex and health and all the things that come with that as well.
That's all the questions I have.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to, like, talk about regarding what it means to navigate Davidson with an intersectional identity?
I just feel like I've been, like, really lucky to have a community here that is really welcoming. Usually working in admissions, and when people actually ask me about, like, the students of color here on campus and, like, what it means to be a student of color here on campus, and particularly also what it means to be a queer student of color here on campus, I feel like I generally talk about, you know, like, usually... I grew up Christian, so usually when they're talking about a small church, they say a small congregation, but very powerful. That's usually the words I use to define the queer POC community here at Davidson. Small congregation, but very powerful.